So, Hare Krishna, please sit down. It's very nice to see you, but please take your seats quickly. I do not want to hurry you. It's a meditation seminar, but I'm afraid that we will not have enough time otherwise. So, while the last devotees are trying to find their places, we will quickly go again through what we have done so far. We have started, yes, please hold it up, by explaining to you how important it is to become an internal devotee. We have used the example of the person who died from an illusion. We have looked a little bit into the Christian tradition of reciting prayers and meditating, and this was on the second day, and we have also then gone a little bit more deep into our own tradition about chanting the holy name. The third day was spent on talking about Krishna's qualities and his form, and we were especially looking at Krishna's lotus feet. And then the fourth day, this was yesterday, we looked a little bit about mantrapasana, worshipping with mantra. You remember we were chanting this powerful mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. And then we looked at the Chintamani prayers. We also looked upon how to meditate on the shastras, on the scriptures, and we were hearing or listening to an excerpt of the Krishna book. And we went a little bit into Krishna's fascinating leela. Thank you very much for holding it. Now, today, I would... please let us put it on the wind, on the thing, on the wall. Today, I would like to bring you all into meditation where we actually meet Krishna within the meditation. Here's a very nice quotation which I would like to read to you. It's from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 12, text 135. By his practical activity, please listen, you are looking how the poster is put on the wall. This is a very ordinary furniture a very ordinary activity. It's not so interesting as this text. See how what your mind did with you? Diversion and all. By his practical activity, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed us how to cleanse our heart. Once the heart is cleansed, we should invite Lord Krishna to sit down and we should observe the festival by distributing prasad and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When we finish our little seminar, our meditation, I want to observe a festival with all of you by distributing a Maharasagula from Radha Madan Mohan. As I said, they are my favorite deities. Hope I'm tolerated here. And we will sing Hare Krishna. What strikes me about this particular quotation is that Srila Prabhupada, he says, we should invite Lord Sri Krishna to sit down and we should observe the festival. It's a thing which happens in meditation. A good example of a devotee who was engaged in such in meditation about Krishna or about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and who gives us with this example, so to say, a basis for the now coming practice, is Nisingadas Brahmachari. Let me shortly explain to you. Nisingadas Brahmachari heard that Lord Chaitanya wanted to go from Navadvip to Sridham, to Vrindavan. And he thought, this is very good. The Lord wants to go, but these roads are so difficult and so dangerous. I want him to go on the best roads possible. So in his mind, he began construction work. He made a meditative road from Navadvip to Vrindavan. Please listen to the materials he used. He put jewels on the road. To walk on jewels, is it nice? No, it's too hard. So afterwards, he took flowers who didn't have a stiel. What is a stiel? A stiel is this. You know, the hard part, the green part. And he threw this petals all over the road so that the Lord would have a soft walking. Then he placed lakes with lotus flowers and swans left and right to the Lord. Why? There are two reasons. One, that he could rest. And the second is that there would be fresh breezes with nice air and nice water. So then he came to a place in his meditation. It seemed he knew the map of Bengal, of Kanai Natayshala. And he tried to do his work, continue his work, but it didn't work. He tried to bring the flowers, the jewels, and the lakes. It didn't work. He was at first perplexed, but then he declared, with great certainty, Lord Chaitanya this time will not go to Vrindavan. I will read to you the text. Nishchaya kariya kohi shunabhaktagan ekabarana jabena prabhu shri Vrindavan. With great assurance, he was not mental about it, although he had constructed something in the mind, but with great assurance he then told the devotees that Lord Chaitanya would not go to Vrindavan at that time. Now Prabhupada explains. Srila Nrisinghananda Brahmachari was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, when he heard that from Kulia, that is Navadvip, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan, although he had no material wealth, he began to construct within his mind a very attractive path or road for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to traverse. Some of the description of this path is given above. I have explained to you. But even mentally, he could not construct the road beyond Kanai Natayshala. He couldn't go further. Therefore, he concluded that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not go to Vrindavan at that time. And now, this is one of the purports on meditation. You will have to listen to this part of the purport quite intensely. For a pure devotee, it is the same whether he materially constructs a path or constructs one within his mind. This is because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana, is bhava-grahi, or appreciative of the sentiment. For him, a path made with actual jewels and a path made of mental jewels are the same. For Krishna, it's the same. If you offer him service in the mind or in actual, in the physical world. What do you think could this mean if you do service for Krishna in the physical world, but nothing is going on in the mind? Will Krishna like that very much? It's a place of here a very important emphasis is given. He likes it more if you do if you are there with your mind than if you're not there, than if you do something just physically. I feel in the light of the seminar heard by from Ravindra Swarup Prabhu and others, we can think about it. I think Krishna wants to see something more of our society. He does not want to see only the big results and so on, but the mind is not very pure of the devotees and not nice things are going on. I think he shakes our movement now kindly and so that we notice a little heavily, because we are not very subtle, we have to wake up. We have to go inside. It has to be real. It has to. Our minds has to be there, because Krishna is bhavagrahi, or he appreciative of the sentiment. He wants that there is a real sentiment here, Krishna, for you. For him, a path made with actual jewels and a path made of mental jewels are the same. Krishna is not a materialist, you can see. Or though subtle, mind is also matter. So any path, indeed anything for the service of the Lord, whether in gross matter or in subtle matter, is accepted equally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord accepts the attitude of his devotee and sees how much he is prepared to serve him. The devotee is at liberty to serve the Lord either in gross matter or in subtle matter. The important point is that the service be in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, those of you who would like to read this very amazing text, please look in Matya Lila. Chapter 1, text 161. You might like to start in text number, 59 or so. 50. You will see when the actual Leela starts. But the text which I have read to you is text 161 of Matya Leela 1. I feel that this text can also is useful to you also in situations where you can't do so much for Krishna. You can, what I do very often is I have an audience of 30,000 people. I have the best amplifying system and a very convincing presentation of Krishna consciousness, although we are at the moment so poor that we can't afford it. I do it in the mind. Yeah. When you are sick, do something in the mind. When you are with devotees, wish them well in the mind. Start to look into the mind. Make it a place where Krishna can reside. Now, time is running short. I want to now show you a little bit which you need, one last preparation which you need for the meditation. I want to show you a little bit just something which I will not very much comment. I want to go with you into a temple. We have picked the Vrindavan temple, Krishna Balaram temple, and you should just see how it looks. We will walk. This is how the temple looks from outside, because soon you will have to meditate going into the temple, so it might have some advantage for you. Imagine going with the slides into the temple. This is the thing. The big gate on the left side, Prabhupada Samadhi. But we are really looking to go into the temple. We go the steps down. The temple is on the left side. That's how it looks from outside. With lions and towers and pillars. shoes are left on the left side. Then you go in the temple courtyard, see the tamal vriksha tree, tamal tree. Then you go up another staircase to take the darshan. Shishi Radha Sham Sundar Ki Jai. This was all. Now you're ready to meditate. I want to request all the devotees to come and sit here. Sorry. It was mistaken. Those who have seats and who are on the floor, please remain seated. But those who are standing, you can't meditate while standing. Please come and sit here, left to me and right to me. Or just find some place, maybe even sitting on the... Well, this is too... And maybe we can have one devotee.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Also, the translation could not go. And when you see that your neighbor is a little bit falling asleep, which might happen because of the prasadam factor, please gently wake him up and say, no, if he sleeps, good, but if he snores, it is not good. We want to have an absolutely disturbance-free situation. This is very important. We have to also close the machine. Also ausstellen, das ist keine... Also, und die Musik muss man anmachen. Und du erinnerst dich an ein Schlüsselwort, David. I'm aware that this is unusual to be done in our movement up to this stage, but I think I have prepared you good enough so that you that you know the Shastric reference to this. What we are doing is we're doing one particular exercise on Smaranam or meditation, which is one of the ninefold processes of Krishna consciousness. I will tell you exactly what to do, and please try to follow as much as possible. Please straighten your spine if possible. Sit as comfortably as you can. Have your legs where you feel they are good positioned. And now softly close your eyes and feel inside your body. Check whether your posture feels comfortable. Are the hands properly situated? Perhaps you would like to correct your posture a little bit. Now, comfortably exhale and empty your lungs completely. Maybe with a relaxing sigh. And with the out and breathe in normally, breathe out normally, just as it feels comfortable. With the outgoing breathe, let go of everything that happened today. Relax and let your lungs fill up with fresh air all by themselves. Continue to take a few more deep breaths. You are breathing like a wave running up the shore and returning to the sea, coming back again, steadily and without effort. Now turn your attention inward. observe your breath. It is your friend. It will go with you wherever you go. Let your breath flow. Calm and relaxed. Now, relax your feet. Feel your feet. Maybe move them a little bit. From toes to the heel. In your mind, touch your joints, your calf, and your knee up to your thigh in the mind. Relax your legs and then forget about them. Now please feel your hands. Your forearm, your upper arm, and your shoulders. Relax them and then forget about them for a while. Feel how the relaxation permeates throughout your whole body. Now go up to your hips and buttocks and relax them. Let your belly become very soft and relax your back muscles. And now your spine. Feel your spine. Go up vertebrae by vertebrae, piece by piece, up to your neck. Relax your back and your neck. Don't forget your breath. It is going in and out slowly and steadily. Relax the back of your head, your forehead, all the little muscles of your face. Please relax them. All your muscles are soft and relaxed. Your whole body is nicely relaxed, very calm and relaxed. In this way, your mind is also becoming calm and balanced. With your inner eye, see a summer meadow. Maybe like the one in Radadesh. Perhaps you will find yourself amidst all kinds of bright flowers. Perhaps you feel the grass beneath your feet. Perhaps you smell the charming fragrance of blossoming trees. Or you hear how the birds are chirping. Please look around. Your meadow provides everything you need. In your mind, take a look around, and the landscape will become more vivid. In this way, you're wandering across the big meadow. Or is it like more like floating? There's some yearning in you that you want to go up the mountains. You gladly follow this invitation. Oh, a narrow path is winding its way up the mountain. There are tall trees whose thick tops create long shadows and let only very little light go through. It's very cool. You go on through the forest, on and on. How long Might you have been walking by now? Then you see mist hanging between the trees. You know you have gone a little high. The mist is becoming thicker and thicker and surrounds you completely. The air that you are breathing now is cold and damp. However, you are determined and full of faith. You keep on walking. And walking. And walking. In one place, the fog begins to clear. You look toward it. Rays of sunlight begin to smile through the clouds. It won't take long before you will have a clear sight. You're looking at a most beautiful landscape. Its silhouette appears to be golden, a glistening ribbon. A river flows up to the horizon. What a breathtaking view! You feel drawn to go towards the horizon. It is irresistible. Full of joy and with outstretched arms, you run down faster and faster. How soft the sand is, and the wind tenderly caresses your skin. Vrindavan! You have heard so much about it. The Yamuna. There she is. Finally. Finally you have reached her. You are a little out of breath and full of expectations. You are looking at her. From the distance, a prayer can be heard. O sacred Yamuna, you are the same river which is flowing in the spiritual world. Whoever takes a bath in you will become free from all sins. You bow down and sprinkle a little water on your eyes and ears, your nose and your mouth. The Yamuna feels warm and mild. Softly, her waters play around your ankles, and deep in thought, you keep wading. Then, you immerse yourself completely in her crystal clear water. Immerse yourself. Being completely in the Yamuna, how wonderful it feels. When you come up from the water, you see how something is drifting by. You guess. Conditionings. Mental waste. Envy feelings. From past times. Oh, how good you can let them go. Happily, you bow your face into your water-filled hands. You leave the Yamuna with easy elation. The drops of her water make your body glitter until the sun dries your skin. In fresh clothes and full of joy, you follow the path of the river. Little waves ripple the surface. After some time, you feel like leaving the banks of the Yamuna and find a way through the beautiful trees. Soon, you find yourself in a wonderful garden. Birds are chirping. Fragrant flowers bow down with their blossoms. An inconceivable splendor, fullness, and vitality. In all directions, there's nobody to be seen. No gardener. No proprietor. Deep in thought, you're wandering along the artfully designed paths. Suddenly, you detect a sublime building. You're standing in front of a most beautiful temple. Your eyes path along its walls. It looks very impressive. So many columns, stairs, and domes. It is flooded by the sunlight. It looks very magnificent. Someone must have taken a great endeavor. However, the entrance is locked. Look at the temple. After some time, the gate opens. And you curiously look inside. An incredible scene awaits you. Shining flames of oil lamps are dancing in the air. You make your way through their soft light. Deep in thought, you step in front of the altar. Sri Krishna! How incomparable his beauty is. How pleasing to see him face to face after such a long time. Your eyes feel refreshed by the sight of his happy, lotus-like face. The face is surrounded by curly hair, and his shiny cheeks are lit up by his glittering earrings, which are moving to and fro. While you keep on looking, you hear a voice in the distance, full of longing, singing his holy names. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna is exquisitely decorated by a pearl necklace. You see a crown, bracelets, and ankle bells. Around his neck he has a garland made of wonderful forest flowers, around which the bees are humming, enchanted by the delicious fragrance. A silken cloth as yellow as a filament of the lotus flower is tied around his hips. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is ever young and fresh and worshipable for the living entities on all planets. He is the source of all transcendental happiness. You are looking at his well-wishing smile and start praying internally. It's your own prayer. While you are ending your prayer, you feel how Krishna is saying something to you. You clearly feel it from within, but you cannot say where the voice comes from. Krishna seems to say to you, "What is really important to you?" Really important. What is your deepest desire, your true goal. While pondering upon these questions, the gates of the altar are slowly closing. What is really important to you? Deeply affected, you bow down to make your obeisances. You would like to keep in mind what is really important to you. You might want to write it down. Deep in thought, your hand glides down into your pocket. Oh yes, there is a pen and a little notepad. So you write down your deepest desire and your most important goal. They should not be lost. You write them down. Thoughtfully, you are leaving the temple. It seems to be time to go back. One more time, you make your way through the wonderful garden, and then you walk along the Yamuna. On and on you go, leaving the garden and the temple behind. Oh yes, there's the path you came. Your way leads you to the mountains. There is this narrow path which will take you back. You follow its winding way, going higher and higher. Up here is still thick fog. After a short time, it becomes difficult to see your hand before your eyes. Strange, this kind of fog. Full of faith that it will finally dissolve, you keep on walking. You go on and on, past high trees, through the branches of which the wind is whirling, on and on. There are fewer trees now. You can see the green of your summer meadow shining between the trunks. Soon you will be there. There you are again, in the middle of your meadow. Everything remained unchanged, as if you had not gone at all. Slowly, all inner pictures withdraw themselves. But you will keep them in your memory. You know that you can be at the Yamuna whenever you want to be. And whenever you want, you can visit your temple. Anytime. Take a deep breath. Exhale, inhale. Feel your body again. You can open your eyes. Start moving your toes, maybe your legs and your arms. Turn your head slowly. Take a deep breath. If you like, raise your arms and have a good stretch, if it's good for you. Slightly turn to the left, then to the right. But one thing, do not forget the little note you took. It's somewhere in your pocket. Hare Krishna, welcome. I would request you now to turn to your neighbor And just move a little bit around what you have experienced. Was it easy for you? What was happening? Did you like something? If you didn't like something, see if there was something which you liked. We will have about 4 minutes for this. So you have one more minute to talk. Please let the other person, or 2 more minutes, let the other person also have a chance to talk about his experience, if you were a little dominant. Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna. So I would be very, very happy if I could hear feedback. When we give our feedback now, please let us not talk so long, but try to be very concise, because we have only 20 more minutes, and I still have something very important to share with you. So please anyone? You?
Really refreshing experience, and I could really nicely go to the vision of the path. One small thing is that it was when we were returning back, it was a little fast.
Little fast. You didn't want to go. The concentration, yeah. It was a little fast, yes. I'm sorry for that. Some wanted faster, you know. They want to, now it's enough, you know. They want to go as fast as possible, but yes.
In the meditation at the river,
Yamuna? Yeah, Yamuna, yes.
I was saw Krishna, he was standing at the side at the Yamuna,
uh-huh.
on the stones.
Uh-huh.
He was playing his flute, and then the landscape became all purified.
Yeah.
And he was something like that, full, ascending up there.
So, yes, we have everywhere forms of Krishna. Have you noticed that they have come?
Go.
I was thinking when we're going through the woods, it's all misty, it's like I wanted to come back, but I thought that will continue. When we got there, it was just very, very beautiful, and I didn't want to return, and it was this feeling of like really sad, like I wanted to cry. I said, I don't want to go back. And that was kind of a strong emotion that came across within, because you found something, and it's so easy to forget, and it was like, I felt very sad.
Many have this feeling to not want to return back. And I want to tell you something from my childhood. As a child, I would always go on the meadows, climb on the tree, and just be there, look, think, and feel happy to be in God's arms. This is how I saw it at that time. As a grown-up person, I have noticed that we lose our childish, childlike, would be the better word, appreciation. But it is possible to go back when you were in Sridhar Mayapur, when you remember as you were in Vrindavan. This is very possible. Remember when you were at Radhadesh, you know, how nice the Mangal Aratiks were and so on. You should have a place to go back in the mind. That helps very much. Yes?
When I reached the meditation, this place in front of Krishna, when first I meditated about Lord Shrimasundar from Vrindavan, but then appeared actually Krishna bluish and
another Krishna. Yes.
Out of my control.
Yeah, of course.
And then also this, I like that we made it a note. And I also felt separation when I was going back. But that note, what I have now in my pocket, made my life different. Now I have something very important.
Yeah.
And then when I was standing in front of Krishna, then I saw that nothing actually is important, only to come back.
Yes. This is the idea, really, that when in the light of Krishna consciousness, all the other things are no longer so important. I feel we often need to go into this perspective, to see our lives in the light of Krishna consciousness, and then decide what really matters. Is it now really so important, the things I'm arranging, the things I'm, or my worries, are they really so important? Really? I mean, really? So on. In the light of Krishna, we see our lives in a different way. I want to thank you very much. I was very much hesitant to do this, because after all, it is not really our regular process. And I feel it is now high time for all of us to put the seminar once again into the perspective of our Gaudiya tradition, or our sadhana as it is revealed to Srila Prabhupada. I would like to now go into arguments with you. No, not necessarily. It will be nice arguments. In the book Brihat Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami, we find a discussion between Pipalayana, a saint who is totally committed to meditation about Krishna, and Gop Kumar. I know it's difficult for me also now to go and leave this meditational practice aside, because you all are very calm, I must say. When you stand before an audience like me, and you're totally different, it's really difficult for me to adjust to the new situation. I should maybe put my antennas out for a moment. And maybe I should change my voice. Some of you were really gone into another experience altogether. Nice. Please, excuse me, I have to change the gear now. Now you have to, for a moment we have to go on the platform of the intellectual arguments now, and then we end the seminar on an upbeat. Pipalayana meets Gop Kumar, who came from the material world, who came from the lower planetary systems up to what is called Tapoloka. And he is in Tapoloka, and he sees everyone there is meditating. He wants to speak to someone, but they all are meditating. No one is answering. He's a little bit worried what is going on here. And no one is answering. Finally, he decides to leave. At that moment, the sage Pipalayana wakes out of samadhi. Says, "Hey Gop Kumar, why do you want to go from here? I will teach you to meditate. Please know," now this is his argument, now listen very carefully, "of the 9 processes of bhakti, smarana bhakti, or remembrance and meditation, is best." Listen very carefully for his argument. By the way, his argument gets defeated a little later. "Because by meditation, the activities of the king of the senses, the mind, is offered to the Lord." And then he says, you bhaktas, you're trying to see the deities of the Lord with your eyes, but the first and foremost point is you really need to purify your mind through meditation. Because only then you can experience the Lord. Look at Dronacharya, Duryodhan. He was standing directly in front of Krishna. But because his mind was the mind of an asura, he could not recognize the Lord. What will you do with your eyes seeing the Lord? You can only see them in your purified mind. Give up your process. Come to us. Because of the 9 processes of bhakti, smarana bhakti or remembrance is the best. Because by it the activities of the king of the senses, the mind, is offered to the Lord. So Gop Kumar is impressed by this argument. What do you think about the argument? It's a good argument, isn't it? We know how sometimes these restless people come into the temple and they remain restless. We know it sometimes when we take darshan. We are before the deities and we really don't see anything because our mind is, oh, I have to arrange the day and who, hopefully I'm not late for my train and everything stinks in my life and so on and so forth. We are not really there. So Gop Kumar is impressed. At another time we should have a seminar on Briha Bhagavatamrita. I now have to make it very short. He journeys on, he becomes converted for some time, first of all, and starts to meditate. And then he experiences many other things and finally leaves the material universe and goes into Brahma Loka. Now as he is there, he meets upon Lord Shiva and the Vishnu Dutas, who want to help him to go further to Krishna. You follow? And the Vishnu Dutas now tell him what he should do. They say, Krishna's divine name is even more to be appreciated than his form as seen in meditation. Because Krishna can be more easily attained and worshipped and the full rasa, the taste of his personality can be relished in the holy name. And they make he makes the point that this Vishnu Duta, this standing there with four arms, he makes the point to Gop Kumar. See, when you are doing kirtan and you singing the names of the Lord, he becomes magically attracted. This Vishnu Duta gives an example. Nam kirtan pulls Sri Krishna like a strong magnet towards his devotee. Krishna is reported to say, it is an authentic statement of him, I'm not in Vaikuntha. And I'm also not in the hearts of the yogis. Then Prabhupada says, then where are you? I am where my devotees sing my holy names. Krishna, in other words, is a very, he is attracted. All other processes, including meditation, you must somehow reach the Lord. Leave your imperfections, go. But here, in this process of chanting the holy name, without offenses, Hari Bol, the Lord becomes attracted and appears in your heart. Do you see why the Vishnu Duta say, well, Pipalayana, it's nice that they meditate there about Krishna. It is good. He doesn't make an issue and an argument to finish the other side totally. But you have to understand, more than the meditation about Krishna, it is his divine name is to be appreciated. Because that pulls him. Do you agree to this? Do you think this is a good argument? It is also good, yes. So, it was very, very important for me to discuss this arguments. You can see I have made a whole two notes of this, but I've made it short and told you the essence of this. Please know that with my seminar, I did not want to turn your attention from Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing the holy name and praising the Lord through Kirtanam. That's the most effective thing in this age of Kali. It is known, and there are good reasons by this. So this is not a blind statement by a religious institution who wants to bang on the table, our process is the best. The Vishnu Dutas say it. It was argued in the spiritual world, and the result is there. What I wanted to do is, I wanted to help you to fulfill the definition of Lord Krishna, what is a devotee. I wanted to help you to become real devotees of the Lord. There are four things which you must learn if you want to become a devotee. And who knows, now this is very important. If you have heard so much philosophy and you do not know these four points, it will, let me say, it's good to know the four points. Sri Krishna explains this two times in the Bhagavad Gita. He only says everything one time in the Gita, but this is so important, he says it two times. He says it in the middle of the Bhagavad Gita, which is in the ninth chapter, towards the end, and he says it again in the 18th chapter. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that his statement of the four points are like the key to Krishna's heart. Just like you will put imagine the whole Bhagavad Gita is like a box. Yes? There's so much information in it. But in the middle, the most cherished information is there. The key. The key for Krishna's heart. And this is why it is placed in the middle of the Bhagavad Gita, and because we usually forget once again at the end. Oops. The verse is...
Yes, who knows the verse?
Do we want to chant together?
Yeah.
Where's our good rider? Please come.
Man mana bhava mat bhakto. I tell you, Guru. Once again, we didn't. Our start was not good. Man mana bhava mat bhakto majya jimang namaskuru mam evaisyasi satyam te pratijane priyosime.
Four things. First is, always think of me. It starts with the mind. Devotee means the mind. The verse is 1864. Second point. Become my devotee. That is, do something for Krishna. Some service. Devotee means devotional service. Third point. Become my devotee, in brackets, do service, devotional service. Third point. Worship me. And offer your homage unto me.
Worship me.
And four, make obeisances to Krishna. Do it consciously. When you come down to the obeisances, do you know what is the most important thing which has to bow down? It's not your mind, it's not your body, it's not your head, not your elbows. It's your mind. Mind must be rested at the lotus feet of Krishna when we bow down. And Guru and Krishna. It's very important. Devotee means the mind. offer your homage unto me. Very good. You are the world master of riding. Thank you very much. So this is what I want to give you with you. You can read this verse in the 18th chapter, text number 65 it is. Prabhupada explains, and I like this so much, this most confidential part of knowledge. Please listen. This most confidential part of knowledge is spoken to Arjuna because he is a dear friend of Krishna. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend of Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. I wish that you all attain the same perfection as Arjuna by becoming expert in overthinking of Krishna and never forgetting Krishna, which is really the summary of all the things. I want to thank you very, very much indeed for participating in this seminar. It has been a great honor for me to talk about these things to such a nice group of devotees. Please remember sometimes if you have learned something in the seminar. If we would have time, I would have requested all of you to see what you can take out of the seminar, what you can apply in your life. But because we don't have time, I just would like to have three quick shows of hand. Has any one of you thought so far during the seminar, or do you still need time to process the seminar? What could you apply from what you have heard in your lives?
Meditation.
The chanting is meditation. That's a nice point.
Whatever you do, make sure you utilize your mind as well in your service.
Use your mind, place your mind, fix your mind in whatever you do. To put more attention on this internal meditation. You can also do subtle service. Yes, but when the temple commander comes to you and don't say, well, I'm just building a temple for Krishna. Don't disturb Prabhu. Has to be put in right order. So I think I would like to take more of your things. I would like to end the seminar in the spirit of Srila Prabhupada's say, when you invite Krishna, you should chant Hare Krishna, and you should eat prasadam. So what we will do is, we will have one very intelligent devotee, maybe Sankirtan Prabhu. He will wait outside because I have drippy and sweet and oozy and I have a rasagula which I will water now very carefully so that it's really sweet like anything, and you will get a little portion of this rasagula and you will eat it. It is a very powerful rasagula. It was witnessing the last parts of our seminar. And it was offered with love and devotion to Shishi Radha Madan Mohan. And it was cooked by a devotee whose rasagulas are so good that even self-controlled yogis give up their meditation. So you can only get a little spot and so on. It will be distributed outside because it will most probably drop and your hand will become very sweet. You have to stand already at the exit. Musst du genau auf, you have to see, it's maybe, I do not know how many devotees, but it's a full room of devotees and everyone, anything can count. All right, so If you want, we will leave this for the day. You can go and revisit this. Maybe what we should do, we should put it where everyone can see it, so that they can see it, and maybe they will ask you what was the seminar, and you can take them through the stations. We will put it where the temple exit or insect is. What is it? The entrance, I'm sorry, yes, where the entrance is, so that you can again see it because at your leisure time and go through it. I want to thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Radha Gopinata ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.